Audio Renaissance presents The Machiavelli Covenant by Alan Folsom. Read for you by Jeremy Davidson.
Washington, D.C., Sunday, April 2nd, 2006. George Washington University Hospital, Special Care Unit, 10:10 p.m. The slow pound of Nicholas Martin's heart sounded like a drum buried somewhere inside him. His own breath, as he inhaled and exhaled, resonated as if it were a movie soundtrack. So did the sound of Caroline's labored breathing as she lay on the bed next to him, alongside the chair where he sat holding her hand. For what seemed the 10th time in half that many minutes, he looked at her. Her eyes were closed, as they had been, her hand resting gently in his. For all the life in it, it might as well have been a glove, nothing more. How long had he been in Washington? 2 days? Three? Flown there from his home in Manchester, England, almost immediately after Caroline's call asking him to come. He'd known the minute he heard her voice, something was terribly wrong. It had been filled with dread and fear and helplessness. And then she told him what it was. She had a very aggressive, untreatable staph infection and was expected to live only a few days more. For all the horror and shock of it, there had been something else in her voice. Anger. Something had been done to her, she told him, suddenly whispering as if she were afraid someone would overhear. No matter what the doctors said or would say, she was certain that the infection killing her had been caused by bacteria that had deliberately been given to her. It had been then.